Why do Zillow and the news media want us to believe that our home values are plummeting? Every time I open an email from Zillow about my home's value, and believe me, I didn't sign up for them, they want me to think that my home is worth six figures less than what I know I can sell it for right now. Sure, interest rates aren't in the 3% like they were in 2021 when I bought, but which one of you brainiacs thought that was going to last forever? It's true. Housing prices combined with 6 and 7% interest rates are making it unaffordable for a lot of buyers, and that absolutely sucks. But people are still buying and selling homes. The real housing crisis is affordability and inventory. Maybe it's time that we pay a little bit more attention to what's actually going on in the housing market and less time buying what the media is trying to sell us about what's happening. Chris?
Yes?
Are you ready to start the podcast?
I'm ready to start the podcast.
Okay. How are you? What's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's been a week. It's been a long week. But thanks to you, my toilets are flushing. My shower is not backing up. I'm enjoying the benefits of modern society and plumbing within my house that functions. So
the sound of an airplane taking off every time you flush the toilet.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the official term for the toilets that I have now?
Pressure assisted toilet.
Okay. Yeah. So no matter how much Chipotle I eat, it can handle it. It's sorted.
Chipotle, yes. Moe's, kind of iffy if you eat the full burrito.
I haven't been to Moe's in a while.
Then you're safe.
But I miss it because they would talk to me. They would like welcome me when I come in.
Gotcha.
They go, welcome to Moe's.
Yep.
Nobody welcomes me when I go into Chipotle.
No, it's just your order's over there. Give us a half hour.
Yeah. And then they charge me extra for guac. Is guac extra at Moe's?
I don't know. I don't eat there.
This is an answer that I need.
I'm from California. I make my own Mexican food. I tend to find mine tastes better.
I feel like we had this convo before. You told me that where's the place that you like in Orlando? You said they had really authentic Mexican. You and your wife love it.
The Tamale Company.
Okay.
It's technically, I think they call it not the Milk District, the Hourglass District, but it's off of Curry Ford down by Bumby. They specialize in tamales, but they have everything you can think of.
Okay.
Do you just order
the tamales, or what do you get when you're there?
I usually get the chorizo. They have a chorizo breakfast, which is a breakfast burrito with chorizo eggs, spices. Yeah,
chorizo.
It's phenomenal.
I love it. You put a little flavor on the chorizo. All right, so obviously, like, we're talking about toilets and plumbing. Yes. And so you were my plumber. Now you have branched out into a new business.
Yes.
But you were my plumber for a while. You handled a bunch of shitty situations for me. Yeah. Yep. Had a good time. Got to see each other regularly, but now I'm all sorted.
Thankfully, we didn't have to tear up your floor underneath your AC unit. Yeah.
Very happy to not have to do that.
Those toilets are phenomenal. If we have, like, you had a flat spot in your sewer line, that toilet pushes 70 feet where your normal toilet carries your solids 30 feet. So it allows it to push past that flat spot and eliminated us tearing your floors up.
Yeah.
It's just a great toilet. Yeah. Solves a lot of problems.
Yeah. But the Toto option can do the same thing, right?
So your average toilet carries solids about 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
The Totos, they have a different flushing system. They have two large ports. They're about 60 feet, and then the pressure assist around 67.
Okay.
So the pressure assist sounds like an airplane taking off, but it flushes 7 feet farther. The Toto's nice and quiet, flushes about 60 feet. They're both great options.
Yeah. I was really looking forward to doing that washlet or the... I have to install, what is it that, can I still do that? I can still do that, right?
A washlet toilet, the bidet seat?
Or can I add the bidet seat onto what I have right now?
You can put it on.
That's kind of like the dream.
Put an electrical outlet in, you buy the washlet, and we just bolt it on and plug it in, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
So they have a non-powered one, which only has cold water and non-heated seat. Or you can spend the money and get the power, and you have a heated seat. You can change the function in the way it sprays you, depending on your desires.
That's the lap of luxury, truly. That's when I know I'll have made it. Okay, so I'm gonna
lap of luxury. Do I want a squirt, a wand, or a wiggle on my butt while it's being cleaned?
I just want to clean, man. It's like that Chris Pratt meme. What's that one where he was on Parks and Rec, where he's talking about how he can't. He's like, I wipe and I wipe and I wipe.
It's like peanut butter. It just keeps smearing from one side to the other.
He's like, and still poo.
We call that peanut butter. It smears from left to right. You never get it gone.
Well.
Hopefully the heated water with a pulsing motion would actually remove that. I have not tried it. I couldn't tell you.
Okay. All right. Well, we've covered that angle. And I'm going to pick your brain a little bit more about that. But so now you are a public claims adjuster.
Public insurance adjuster, yes.
Okay. So what does that mean? What is that? What do you do?
There are a million and one answers. Public adjusters are similar to an insurance adjuster. If you have a flood from a hurricane, you have roof damage, you have natural disaster, or you have a pipe that bursts, a toilet that overflows, you get raw sewage on the floor. If you call your insurance company, they send an adjuster out to review the damage, create an estimate, and offer you a settlement to pay out. A public adjuster has the same licensing, same knowledge, same experience, only we represent the homeowners, the policyholders.
Right.
So your insurance company has an adjuster with a fiduciary responsibility to protect the insurance company to ensure that they pay, the worst way of saying it is, the least amount of money to protect the insurance company.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's under the illusion that the insurance companies don't want to do that. Yeah,
right. Angel's saying, if you had to go to court, would you go without an attorney? You wouldn't. Why would you fight your insurance company without a public adjuster on your side?
Sure.
And that's what we do. We review the policy. We review the damage. We use the same estimating software that the insurance company uses. Mm-hmm. The insurance company will come in and say, hey, bottom cabinets are destroyed. Here's an estimate for bottom cabinets. Mm-hmm. They don't look at the policy where it says, if you can't replace it like for like, you have to replace the cabinets on the top. And that's what we do, is we ensure mm-hmm. that they replace the bottom and the top so everything matches.
Yeah.
Where they're banking on you saying, oh, okay, we'll just do the bottoms, and then you try and make it match with paint.
Right.
Where your policy says they have to replace it apples for apples.
Right.
The top and bottom. Sure. And that's what we do, is we advocate that you get the full amount of coverage that you're owed instead of the minimum amount which they're going to offer you.
Yes. No shocker there when they do that. So we were just talking about the Fort Lauderdale Airport flooding. And being shut down. I watched some girl uploaded a TikTok, and she was in an Uber, like, coming from South Beach, going to the airport. She's like, I'm ready to go. No alerts, no nothing. Florida is going to Florida. And, you know, all of a sudden they're like right driving into the airport, and it's like, they've shut it down. They've shut it down. They've got a flash flood.
Tornadoes flooding in it.
She's doing a video, and there's like water up to her ankles in the Uber. They're there for 3 hours before they get extracted. And so that's going to be interesting.
Same storm brought hail to Deltona, DeBary, quite a few different areas. New Smyrna Beach, they had severe hail storms, which will cause your roofs to leak.
Right.
Again, that's where we come into play. We do an 11-point inspection for free. We come out, we inspect your roof, we inspect the walls, look for damage. If there is damage, we help the homeowner walk through the process and handle the process for them.
Yeah.
Or we come out for free and say, there's nothing wrong, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
And there's no charge for it. So we work on a contingency basis. I don't get paid unless you have a favorable settlement that you are happy with and you sign off a release and
which
say,
is awesome.
I'm good.
Yeah.
So we kind of meet, generally we meet in the middle. The hope is we meet in the middle. We create an estimate, line item, everything itemized, and they compare it, and then we see where we can meet in the middle.
Aside from that, I know we were talking about the shortage of trades. In my mind, I've called it trade apocalypse. So how bad is it? Because I don't think that the average folk understand, the people that are not like in the business like you and me, there's not enough trades.
For 9 years, these studies have been the same, which is for every, in my industry, plumbing, and I'm sure it's the same with electricians, AC guys, they all complain about the same issue.
Yeah.
In the plumbing industry, the actual technical data is for every 10 plumbers that leave the industry, we get one in its place. One qualified, competent person who wants to learn.
Sounds great.
So for every 10 plumbers that retire,
no
we get one
for
in
alarm.
The place. Right. The funny number is out of the 10 that leave, 2.9 of them, I don't know how you get 9.9% of a person, but 2.9 of them leave where they're in my position. We're 20 plus years in the industry. There's no forward momentum because there's not enough technicians to fill the trucks.
Right.
I was a manager for a company. I was told we don't have enough trucks on the road. Mm-hmm. You're not a manager anymore. You're a plumber. Go drive that truck.
Right.
There's just nobody to manage.
Yeah.
10 years from now, it's going to be hard to get a plumber to your house. There's just such a shortage of it, and there's nobody coming into the industry. So all of us with 20, 30 years experience that are saying our knees or back can't take it anymore.
Sure.
As we're leaving, there's nobody to take our place.
It's a hard job to do in that position forever.
It is.
Did you say so? Like, are there companies that are doing like training, or I think you said there are some people where they're offering apprenticeship or paying for people's schooling or licensing. Let's say I want to become a plumber. What do I need to do? How much training? What's the entry cost? Like, just ballpark stuff.
If you have a mechanical ability, if you can grab a pair of pliers and see the teeth and know which way to turn them to unscrew something and screw something on, if you can take something apart, you have a mechanical ability.
I'm out.
You can learn plumbing in a year and a half to a point where you're in a truck, and then the rest of it is just on the job. You pick it up as you go.
Yeah.
Plumbing is hands-on. There are technical schools. There are trade schools. They teach you the book knowledge, which is phenomenal if you want to own a company. If you want to work at Disney, Universal, you have to have that license.
Yeah.
Florida is weird. They don't require technicians walking in your home to be licensed, just the owner, and the owner to say, I will take responsibility for you.
Okay.
So generally what we have is we have plumbers that will come in, and or people that will come in and say, I want to learn. We hire you. They put you on a truck with somebody like me, and I train you for a year and a half until you're ready. Then you go out and we start you with the basic repairs and work you up as you gain knowledge and experience.
Gotcha.
There's some companies that will actually offer to hire you, mm-hmm. put you in the field 40 hours a week and work you to get a paycheck while paying for your trade school, which is 4 years.
Which seems like an amazing deal.
So they're gonna work you from 7 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon. They're going to pay you a fair wage to do it, and you're going to learn hands-on, which is the best way to do it. Then you're going to leave and you're going to go to school 3 days a week while getting your journeyman's plumber's license. Yeah. And they pay for the licensing. They pay for your courses. They pay for you to go.
Which seems amazing.
Your time is yours, but they pay for the class itself.
You were in the business, you said 25 years, right?
23.
What's the average salary for somebody in that profession when they, you know, they've been doing it for a while? Like, what does a plumber typically make?
15 plus years or $30 or more an hour.
Okay.
I've seen some companies say they pay up to $50 an hour, but when you read down it, most of it is $35 an hour, plus you get bonuses, commission, you get, they'll give you some profit sharing bonuses and whatnot if you reach certain goals for the month.
Okay.
But the average is $30 to $35 an hour for an experienced plumber.
And Florida school is not great at math. Yearly, what are we looking at?
Depends on the hours you work.
Okay.
I know plumbers making $140,000, $150,000 a year working 55 hours a week.
Fabulous, yeah. Do you think that they're going to have any success getting more people into the trades or enticing them? Or what's behind the shortage of people wanting to do these very much necessary
I have personally trades? Gone to high school career fairs where you have the colleges talking to the kids and mom and dad, and then they come to us and we would look at mom and dad and then look at the big buff high school football player and say, what are you going to do? You know, what's your plan? What are you going to college for? And the answer is always, I don't know.
Yeah.
And mom and dad are saying, you need to go. This is traditional. Right. You need to go to college to get a good job.
Right.
And we would just try and articulate to them that we will pay for your college. We will pay for your four-year education. You will graduate with a journeyman license. Mm-hmm. And 3 years after you graduate with a license, you can get your master plumber's license or a plumbing contractor's license. Yeah. We're going to pay you $60,000 to $70,000 a year for those 4 years.
Right.
So you're not going to have college debt, and you're going to make $60,000 a year for the 4 years that you're going to school.
Sure.
And they would basically still end up going to college. And they would come to us 5 years later saying, now I have a college degree, but all no job. Debt. So now let me start back and I have to pay off my debt. So we get them once they have the college debt and degree with then the degree with no job. It's like, just come with us now. We'll get you your college education, which counts as a college degree.
I think, you know, listen, I don't have a college degree. I got like a 2 year and, you know, I got into sales. But the thing of it is, you know, I don't have all that crushing college debt.
Right.
And not that should be the same for everybody. I think there's going to be different strokes for different folks. So some people are going to do better, you know, with the traditional college path. But it's weird. I feel like somewhere along the line, culturally, we got off the path of like, you know.
Trades are profitable. Trades
correct.
Are good.
Yes.
We need tradespeople.
You are never not going to need tradespeople. Plumbers, electricians.
ChatGPT, all your robots you're creating, they can't walk in a home. They can't diagnose a problem. They can't crawl underneath the sink and they can't fix that sink.
Yes.
They're not crawling under bathtubs. They're not crawling in attics.
You can't be replaced.
You're not going to create a robot to fix your plumbing. At the end of the day, you will always need plumbers.
This episode is brought to you by Solutions Group Mortgage. They are here for all your residential lending needs. They help buyers achieve their goals, whether it's purchasing their first home or growing into their next home, or even if you want to purchase an investment property. Solutions Group Mortgage has many products and financial options to help you transition into the next chapter of your life. My go-to girl is Susan Sherman. She has been in the industry for over 22 years, and she can help you with whatever your goals are. You can contact her at 404-512-1712 or s.sherman@solutionsgroupmortgage.com.
When I started plumbing, we would hire 10 18, 19-year-old kids on a Monday, and on Friday, we'd fire half of them because they just weren't going to cut it, and we would have the five that we would train. And nowadays, I haven't seen an 18-year-old kid. I haven't seen anybody under the age of 30 walk in and apply for a job, probably 5 years.
I mean, what do you think
this is? We're getting 30-plus-year-olds who are saying, now it's time for a career change. And it's great, but it's physical. You're going to dig a 100-foot ditch in 100-degree weather in summer 3 days a week at 30, 40 years old. It's difficult. We need the kids that want to learn that can do the manual labor, the grunt work, and work their way up.
Yeah.
And we're just not getting them.
What's the solution?
20 years in the industry, we haven't found one. I haven't found how to get those kids in because we've done everything. Break it down. Here's what I'm going to pay you an hour. Here's how many hours you're going to work. Here's how much I'm going to pay for you to go to school. In 4 years, you're not going to have $80,000 in college debt. You're going to have $240,000 of recordable income.
Right.
Plus the college degree, and they won't come.
I think really part of it is like what we're doing right now. People just need to know. I don't think people are really presented with the options. Like my profession is a great option as well. You know, a lot of people don't. Same thing. It's a little bit different. It's not necessarily, there is some manual labor, right? but there's not as much associated with real estate. But you have to be able to, you know, shake hands and kiss babies. You have to be able to hustle. You cannot be out there afraid of getting rejected or hearing no. You got to be able to hear that, keep going. For me, like, you know, I'm trying to do TikTok and YouTube and podcasting, and it's not going to be perfect. You know, right. you're going to have to not be afraid to be looking cringy, or, you know, you got to be able to get out there.
Take the no on the chin.
Yeah.
I've taken six of them yesterday alone.
Oh, yeah. Well, wonderful. Now we're kind of sharing that. Yep. But yeah, I mean, the thing of it is, and I imagine the same thing for you, it's like it's a great opportunity for people to make six figures, even more. You know, there is no ceiling, but you have to be able to get out there and hustle and work. It doesn't mean that you have to grind yourself into like a thin paste on the floor and, you know, you don't have any life or any work-life balance. But it's one of those things where it's like you don't have to follow the traditional college path. I'm just neurodivergent, ADHD, whatever. Like, that was never fun for me, sitting in classrooms, listening to lectures, right. You know, doing math problems. I did the SATs and my verbal was perfect, but my math was like, but now there's like an app and a calculator for everything. You know, my
ChatGPT, you talk to it, it tells you the answer to everything.
You know, I haven't messed with that yet, but I'm planning on doing a deep dive.
It wrote a newspaper article for me on what a public adjuster was in about 3 seconds. And yeah. I could just copy and paste and put it on. And it was better than anything I could have ever come up with, no matter how much time I spent. It was phenomenal.
I think it's going to
help. Each one is individual. Each one is different. So no two are alike.
Yeah, it's going to be helpful. But like you said, the same thing that like Zillow tried to do, they had the instant offers where they were buying people's houses. And then in the pandemic hit and they just said, we're done. We're not doing this anymore. It got hard. This is hard. It's not easy anymore. We don't want to do it. But they can't replace with robots, with AI, they cannot replace the connection with relationships, you know, and that's what my business is about. And honestly, what you're getting started in now, like they can't automate relationships and they can't automate the trades. So I just think it's good to spread the word so people know like they have an option.
There's an option without having to go the college path.
Yeah.
I know people in the plumbing industry. I worked with a guy, great guy. He was actually a helper. He wasn't even a full-fledged plumber. He's a phenomenal plumber, but not at that point where he had graduated trade school and was on his own. And he walked into the office and said, my wife and I are buying a house. I'm willing to take every Saturday because we had a rotating Saturday shift. I'll take everybody Saturdays. I'll take everybody's on call. It was his goal. I need to make this money for a down payment. And in a year, he made an additional $60,000 to put for a down payment for his house.
Yeah.
The option was there. He said, I'm willing to sacrifice my family life to make the money to buy my home.
Yeah.
He put the hours in and put 60 grand cash down on a home from working overtime in 1 year.
Yeah.
So in plumbing, there's always money to be made. Everybody will say, you want to work Saturday? Here's an 8-hour day. You want to work on call? Here's a couple of on call shifts. You can always make more money if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You have an emergency. Hey, I'm going to work an on call week for somebody else. You make more money. There's always the ability to even make more money. But plumbers are making $120,000 to $150,000 working 50 hours a week when they get to that level.
Right.
And it's 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, usually home by 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. Weekends are yours.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
What's the most common problem you see with plumbing? Like, what's the most common thing that you're seeing?
We get a lot of clogged toilets, and it's just the toilet stoppage itself, and 90% of that is the paper that people use.
Right.
It's the Charmin, Kirkland, Cottonelle, like we talked about. Charmin, Kirkland, and Cottonelle use a different fiber to hold it together. The fiber is not water soluble.
Doesn't
so no matter how long it sits in your toilet, no matter how long it sits in a plug drain, it will never break down, so you have to physically break it out with the snake. That's the most common thing we see. You change your toilet paper, problem goes away. Problem solved.
And wipes. I try to always tell people this because I've heard this as a realtor so many times. Like, people are just, you can't flush the wipes even if they say you can flush them. Just don't do it.
Nope.
Just don't.
Even though it says flushable and biodegradable, they will not break down.
And how do you feel about like people using the disposal and stuff like that? Food, is that like generally, that's generally a bad idea,
use it.
Right? Use it? It's okay?
Use it, yeah, absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Be mindful of what you put in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think a million times I've said, you know, how do you test pasta? You throw pasta on the wall and it sticks and it's done. Right. The age old thing. That's what my mom taught me.
Yeah.
You're making spaghetti, throw the pasta on the wall. When it sticks, your pasta is good. Well, it does the same thing to your pipes. Mm-hmm. So if you dump pasta, rice down your drain, it actually sticks to your pipe, swells up, and then hardens, and it doesn't come out.
Really?
So you don't want to put pasta. You don't want to put rice in your drains. Small table scraps. Okay. Don't dump the pot in, because then you're going to call me and I'm going to charge you a couple hundred bucks to take your drain apart.
Yeah.
because it will go through the garbage disposal, but it'll stick to that PVC pipe underground.
Old pipes, because right now we're recording in downtown Orlando.
Yep.
Do a lot of real estate around here.
Cast iron.
Yeah, a lot of people have cast iron, don't have necessarily issues. I mean, it's something they need to be aware of, right? Well, what are your thoughts? I mean, like, these are things that I'm seeing. I'm selling a lot of historic or older homes downtown. I have for a while. Or even, you know, Southwest, Maitland, just the neighborhoods that are established.
Anything pre-1975 as a plumber, I would recommend getting the sewer line camera'd before you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
If I was the buyer, I would camera the line just to ensure it's not rotten. 1974, 1975, don't quote me on the year, is when PVC was predominantly in use. It came out before then. But like anything else, it's kind of, yeah, how's this going to hold up? By the 75s, it was in almost every home. So pre-75,
right.
Really good chance you have cast iron pipe. You
sure.
Definitely want to get it inspected. We can inspect for breaks, for cracks, for rotten pipe, for zippers in the bottom.
Right.
Which are all issues that can rack up in price mm-hmm. to get fixed.
Yeah, the important thing is just to be aware, because if people are buying like an older home, it's not the same thing. I mean, there's pros and cons. I feel like now when you're buying an older home, like, you're going to be dealing with, you know, certain things. But the houses that you're buying now.
Plumbing, electric, and AC.
But the houses that you're buying now, oftentimes you're going to be dealing with issues, supply chain issues, issues that came up during the pandemic when there were shortages of materials, when there were, you know, things happening where the quality wasn't being overseen.
Still isn't as good as it used to be.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, you're seeing somebody and they plaster versus drywall, or like the older construction, it's all solid blocks. So you're getting those benefits, but then you have to just be aware. And it's not that it
you're
all
needs to
be.
You're going to have to update your plumbing system. You're going to have to update your electric, your AC, and your plumbing on an older home.
And it's not even that you necessarily have to do everything all at once. You just need to be aware and see what, like you said, if you scope it, you understand where it's at. And you're just aware. You have that in your mindset. Like, okay, this might be something. You know, they do offer insurance for those types of things. I really want to, you know, bring in my own person rather than whoever the insurance company is offering. But it's an option. They
from
can
the,
get insurance.
From the plumbing standpoint, most companies are between $250 to $350 to come out and do a home inspection in that sense. And they'll do interior, exterior, and camera service.
Yeah.
So I know the company that I worked for $350 will come out, we'll camera your sewer lines, ensure there are no breaks. We're going to visually inspect everything. The age of your water heater, your shutoff valves.
Yeah.
Is there one? Does it work? Are there are there clean outs?
That was a fun one. We didn't know where my clean out was.
You found it so quick.
You found it.
We found it so quick.
We did find it. And then I didn't have a shutoff. So you guys had to hook me up with one of those.
Yep.
So I'm so happy.
Now you know where it exits. Now you know where it comes
know.
In. We just need to get you a toilet that washes for you.
Hey, you know what? That's on the luxury wish list.
There
that
you go.
And a generator. That's how you know you're old, when these are on your wish list. You know, it used to be fun and exciting stuff. Now I'm like, I want a generator.
See, you're not that old then, because now my old is, where am I going to retire? Which beach lot do I want to buy? Which country
like
am I moving
age,
to?
I think. Do you have like a super crazy story? Like, what's something you ever find, like a gator in a toilet, you know, boa constrictor? Like, what's some of the weirdest thing that you've seen?
No. I had a really good one where I was in Brevard County. I was called out for a main line stoppage. Main line was backed up. The company I worked for had a septic division. So generally, we sent the plumber out to identify main line or septic. Then we brought the septic truck in. When I identified it was the septic tank, I called the septic truck in and exposed the lid for the homeowner. When I exposed the lid from the homeowner, there was about a 1.5 foot layer of prophylactics in the septic tank. So when I brought the homeowner over and started educating them on how they needed to end up in the toilet, and that it was not good to put them in the septic tank, there are filters that can clog up on the distribution side. The homeowner looked at me and said, I have no kids. My wife and I bought the house brand new, and I don't use condoms. How much do I owe you? I want you to leave. He didn't want a septic tank pumped out. He didn't want anything done. He wanted me to leave his property because his wife was probably cheating on him and was very busy. So I was part to probably what was a divorce.
So you're,
the $49.95
you're breaking people up, Chris.
The $49.95 service fee, I waived. I shook his hand and said, I'm not charging you. You have enough issues to deal with. The best of luck. And I left as quick as I could.
Oh my God.
I wrote off the $49.95 on that one. That was a great one.
Have you seen like a gator or a snake
No.
or frogs or
snakes
anything?
We see all the time. That's always been my biggest fear, is that I'm digging around bushes on the side of the house looking for shutoff valves, looking for cleanouts. Thankfully, most of them have been the black racers. We see climb through the bushes above our head. Yeah. I've had them go through the bushes above my head. You look at them and they generally leave you alone.
Yeah.
And I've still got a scar on my leg from the brown. The brown recluse that bit me on the leg.
No, did you bit by what happened? Okay, well, that's always like, I'm super paranoid about that.
Boiled up. But right after the hurricanes came through, there's a fence down and a tree down, and I was digging around working on a shutoff valve.
Yeah.
And that night I had a volcano on the side of my calf. And the next day when I went in I went into the walk-in clinic, they just said, yeah, it was a brown recluse. We need to cut it up and then drain it. And they cut it up and drain it. And it'll be a scar forever because in the 24 hours it already started rotting the tissue. So I've just got a little black dot on the leg. But
okay, well, that's not that bad.
Fun stuff. Yeah, no, caught it right away.
But not good. Fun. Not fun. Nobody
didn't
wants
didn't
feel
to a thing other than the needle.
All right. Okay. So what type of pipes should people be putting in? Like if they're putting in new pipes, they're repiping.
Water lines.
Okay. Just whatever, you know, the PEX whole house pipe. Water line, PEX.
PEX is the most common pipe that people are using. Pete, you'll hear the term Umpanor. They're almost the same. Similar type of pipe when you look at it, different type of fitting when it's attached.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them come with a 25-year transferable warranty. So if you have a home, you repipe your home. 10 years later, you sell it. The remaining 15 years goes to the new owner.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only pipe that does that, a transferable warranty.
Yeah.
So for repiping your house potable water, you want to use Umpanor or PEX.
So if somebody is looking at a house and it has septic, is that bad or is that like, what is your opinion? Because in my opinion, I don't think it's bad, but people do tend to get a little scared of that. Any best practices if somebody has septic and they're buying a house with a septic tank?
Well, you and I just had a call like this.
We did.
Just recently where there was a concern of, is it on septic or is it on city?
We didn't know. And it wasn't, none of the surveys, the survey usually indicates that. And neither of the surveys when he bought or when we were selling it.
You have a city manhole.
Didn't indicate it.
15 feet from the septic tank that we located.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the septic tank was 17, 18 years old and it had never been pumped out. No one had ever had to do anything. It had never backed up.
Yeah.
So for 17 years, you've been able to use your plumbing with no cost. It has cost you nothing to use your plumbing. Bring a company in to pump it out, sanitize it, clean it, and inspect it. It costs you $400 or $500.
Yeah.
And you're good for another 17 years.
Yeah.
Or you pay your utility bill $60 a month for the use of sewage.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with septic tanks if they're maintained.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you want to maintain them. I've worked with a lot of experts that say Baker's yeast does the same thing as Riddex. So you can buy a pack of Baker's yeast for $4 or a box of Riddex for $20. Put a pack of Baker's yeast in your toilet once a month. It does the same thing.
Okay.
And it'll maintain that septic tank.
Okay. So we talked about the types of toilet paper you shouldn't use. What are the types of toilet paper that you should get that do break down, that are water soluble, you know, like they should be?
The number one brand is Albertsons Choice Ultra. And unfortunately, we don't have Albertsons in Florida anymore.
Oh, man.
Albertsons Choice Ultra is the number one recommended toilet paper per Consumer Reports. They do an independent study.
Right.
They're the ones who nail those three as being bad. They're the ones who say Albertsons is the number one.
Yeah. Do people need to, like, do anything to maintain, other than, how do they maintain their plumbing? Do they need to do anything other than not flush wipes down the toilet?
Nobody maintains their plumbing, including the plumber.
Okay.
I can shake my head and say I don't even do my own. We recommend flushing your water heater yearly, which is just hooking a hose up, running it to the street, and opening up the bottom and letting it run to flush out all the sediment in the bottom. I'm guilty of not doing my own.
Yeah.
We generally recommend in a new home, if you buy a new home, every 6 months, turn all your valves just to make sure they open and close to keep them from getting stiff.
Okay.
I don't recommend it if you haven't touched them in 5 years.
Yeah.
Because if you have CPVC piping, the piping can be brittle, and if you turn it, it can break, and now you flooded your home.
Oh,
and now you need Chris, the public adjuster, instead of Chris, the retired plumber.
Yeah. Is there anything else that people should absolutely not do regarding their plumbing, their septic?
I would recommend not trying to fix your water heater.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had a few people try and fix it, and they leave the panel open with 240-volt wires exposed for months before calling the plumber.
That's
and
terrifying.
Any one of the kids can come by and put their hand on it and electrocute them.
Yeah.
And we generally come in and educate them of don't take the panel off and leave the power on.
Right.
Other than that, no.
So are you going to be heading down to South Florida to deal with any of these claims? Are you covering the state of Florida? Or are you
I cover the state of Florida.
Yeah.
I find my own work, but I'm everything I do is under scrutiny from a senior adjuster. So they just, I do all the paperwork. I do the investigations. I file the claims. They just ensure that everything is that I'm not missing any steps. I don't want to go 2 hours down south to rack up a bunch of work to make a mentor drive 2 hours down south every other week to kind of follow me. So
right
now we have enough claims here locally that I'm just working where we're at.
I
was in Sebastian yesterday for a mobile home fire. That's about as far as I'm going to travel right now.
That's sad.
For the next 6 months.
Okay. So you are Chris Shields. Your company is?
Five Star claims adjusters.
Okay, excellent. So
I work, my license is held under five-star claims adjusters.
Okay.
And so they're the broker I work under.
I was like, you gotta make an IG. I saw that you made an IG.
I did.
I'm following you. What is your handle? What's your name on Instagram so people can find you?
Christopher Shields 85.
Okay, Christopher Shields
85.
How do you spell Christopher? It's like
C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R.
All right, well, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
We can share some more shitty stories
this
together.
This wasn't as horrible as I thought it would be.
Oh, my God. What is that? People are going to think that you thought I was going to be.
No, not you. Me. Me. I was nervous.
I know.
They changed the red in the background to dull the red in my face. As okay. This is my first time. This
I love
was fun.
It. I love
this
it. Great. I know. You're on the red side. I'm on the blue side. Look at right. this. We color coordinated.
Next time,
it.
I'll wear a red shirt just to match.
All right. I love it. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. I just wanna clap, clap, clap.